Hello, everyone. Good evening to you.
Yes, morning. Good morning, brother.
Yeah, so Moses, you have a good headshot there. Handsome young man, joking. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
How are y'all?
We are wonderful in the Lord, and some have not yet arrived because of rain. The rain has really rained here, Brother Emmanuel.
Yeah, just wake up. We have some rain as well. The Lord said it's raining in your region as well. So,
it has break some bridges, and some people have their houses, they have lost their houses. Anyway. Yeah, the Lord is good as we sit here, and the Lord is powerful indeed.
Okay.
We live in a very funny land. Today you are walking in victory, and in the evening, our lives are in the hands of the Lord, brothers.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You Amen. Know, sometimes I wonder, you know, what always happens. Like all the ladies have not turned out, and because of the rain, and you know, and some brothers have not yet arrived. I've just received a call that they cannot make it here because of the rains. It's really bad outside. It's really bad.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but I'm glad that I have a team here, and let me go ahead and introduce this team. And sure. Maybe before I do that, Brother Emmanuel, can you please read for us Isaiah 12, you know?
Isaiah which portion?
Chapter 12, please.
Chapter 12, okay, yes. In that day, you will say, I will praise your Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away. You have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my son. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, for Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Mm. That's a powerful, powerful message there. So, amen.
Yes. I've the whole night I've had the visitation of the Lord. And the Lord has been sending angels and, you know, declaring that word in my mouth. And I just felt important to share with you all, with my brothers here and with you. So that we can all know that we have a well of salvation where we can draw water, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is sitting right at the right hand of the Father. And this is the will of the Lord in our lives, that we don't need to be comfortable on this earth, Brother Emmanuel. We don't need to, there are things we don't need them in our lives. We just need Christ. When Christ comes, when Christ, fill our hearts, we know that it will be very, 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 very glorious. It will be very, very glorious to see that. And I'm sure that God has been working here, Brother Emmanuel. And I can tell you, no matter what comes on our way, the glorious Father is more than able to do powerful things in our lives, and is more than able to change our situation. And as I told you, here we don't live, it is only God who can do powerful things in our lives. And I know that none can fail. Bishops and pastors and apostles, can still pay. But Jesus Christ, you know, who was born in a manger in Jerusalem, will never fail.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is a powerful thing. It's a powerful session. I'm glad that I have my sisters who have just arrived here. Let them, you know, as I introduce others, let them say hello as well. I have Sister Catherine. Sister Catherine, this is hello to my brothers in the United States.
Hello, sister.
That's Sister
Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Yeah. My sister. I remember.
Amen. Yeah. I have a wonderful sister.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He is our bishop, our apostle, and he's doing a great job. Amen.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Man of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Anyway, the Lord is good, Brother Emmanuel, and we are looking forward to, you know, as you know, God always brings people. Let me go ahead and introduce my brothers here.
Yes.
Pastor John?
Rana Situe.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, brother. Yes.
Yes. Pastor Dango?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We have Bishop Clark, please.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bishop Kuta, please.
Praise God.
Amen.
Maybe in a loud voice so that you can hear.
Praise God, my brother.
Amen. Oh, brother.
Yes. Pastor Joffrey, please.
Glory be to the Lord.
Amen. Hello, brother.
Yes,
Pastor
Lord.
Charis. Pastor Charis, we want to hear you well.
Amena.
Amen.
Amina, Amina,
Amina.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, Pastor Andrew, this is his first time to be here. It's because of what he has heard about the movement we are having, Brother Emmanuel, is changing. And I can tell you that even recently, when we took the challenge to get them, to get some people, Bibles, like the brothers, you know, have been working very hard indeed. We get the Bibles to them, and I want to tell you that these guys are very overwhelming. They are getting the word of God, and I can tell you, there's nothing you can invest and investing in the work of God.
Yeah.
We have invested our time, we have invested everything, and God will never forsake us, brother.
Amen.
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 Brother William.
Amen. Hey, brother.
Hello, brother.
Wanda Steven, yes.
Wanda Steven.
Yes. Amen. I've been there for a while.
Amen. Wanda Steven.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anyway, those are the brothers that are in the house right now, and the sisters, the two sisters who are in the house now. We may pray for them for protection, and others that they should not lose any more things from now. Let our Father, you know, hear us, Brother Emmanuel.
Yes, Lord.
Because I pray that we, Pastor Andrew, can you please open up the meeting with us for now?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead.
Let us pray.
Mm.
Our Heavenly Father, we come unto you this particular moment.
Hallelujah.
We thank you because of the great life you have given unto us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you because of the free love that you have given unto us.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because of the tender mercies you have granted unto us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you because of the love that you have given unto us this particular day.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Say there is none like you, Jesus.
Yes.
There is none like you, Jehovah.
Yes.
There is none like you, King of Glory.
Yes.
We say there is none like you, King of Jehovah.
Yes. Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because of this day.
Yes.
Thank you because of this gathering, O King of Glory.
Yes.
Whatever we are going to talk, O King of Glory,
yes.
Let your power come and shine unto us.
Yes.
Rain unto our lives, O King
In
of Glory.
Of
Change our lives one more time.
Yes,
Unite
Lord.
Us one more time.
Yes,
Revive
Lord.
Us one more time.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because of this sitting.
Yes,
we thank you because of the brothers who have gathered abroad.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because of the help that they are giving us, O King of
yes,
Glory.
Lord.
We thank you because of the love.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because of this time.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because because of the time that they have taken unto us, O King of Glory.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You because of our church ministries.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Worship you, King of Glory.
We worship
you. Say there is none like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bring your Holy Spirit unto us.
Yes.
Bring your power unto us, O King of Glory.
Yes.
Thank you because of this session.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you are going to lead us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you because we say there's none, O King of Glory.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I believe and pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes, Brother Emmanuel, now back to you. The ball is right in your hand, in your, you know, in your feet right now.
Yeah. What's that?
The ball is in your feet right now. Let us put our hands as we welcome the man of God. Okay, where we are at the moment, we are in town, exactly in town where the shopping center is, because the network in my home is not working, and we have just hired this area, so you can imagine the seating is $50 for 1.5 hours. For 1.5 hours for us to have this meeting done here. He's a Christian person, because it could have gone to $100 just per sitting, you can imagine. But he did that because he's a Christian.
Yeah.
And we love the Lord. He loves the Lord, and we love the Lord. And so we can go. But the network is okay. Everyone can hear you.
Yeah.
There's no troubles with the network.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Do you have any other plan if you want me to continue the teaching? I don't have any topic, line right now, so we can be flexible as loud as we used to, the Spirit where He leads me. But you want me to continue the teaching, I'm going to proceed with that, so we save some time there for you. So,
yeah,
go
that's
ahead.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm handing over the program to you now. Because I have introduced my brothers here, and what remaining is your part right now. So let us go as the Lord leads indeed, because as you know, this is God's meeting. Yes. Yeah, amen. Thank you so much, man of God, and we are grateful. My brothers here can bear witness. They have been giving me a testimony about what God is doing in their respective churches. And it's really amazing to see Brother Emmanuel. The teachings are really changing people. The teachings are, building people, standing, even the homes of the saints. Some of the saints, their homes were breaking. But the teachings have brought them back to the right foundation, especially the teachings you have been talking about, the Melchizedek.
Yes.
The older Melchizedek? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That is easy.
Because, I have a couple of Den guys here. There are more than 10, but a couple of Den guys sharing the same about how God have changed their lives and their homes, and especially the saints they minister to. How they have changed their lives now. They're now living in peace. And also, we have those who have been being attacked by demonic forces. But right now, they are seeing the change of the Lord in their lives. And that's give me joy, even to have this meeting, no matter what it takes. But we have this meeting so that people can be changed, so that our life can be changed, and God receive the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not, no matter what we put in, Brother Emmanuel, it is not, it's not a loss. It is God's kingdom.
Amen.
And I'm happy to see that what I want you to know is what we are doing is being beneficial and changing many, many souls here. So we can be encouraged by that, my brothers. And even ourselves who are involved in this, we can now know why we are having this meeting, because of the testimonies we are receiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So let us welcome Brother Emmanuel, please.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory.
Amen.
And John and Brad, you know, are with us. So
hey,
they have...
Brother John, Brother Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Good evening to y'all.
Amen. Brother,
how
are you?
Hey, Moses.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I saw some sisters came around putting on my study walls, said happy birthday. Today is my birthday. So they put all this decoration there. So I just raised on my head and saw it right now. So we're thankful. You know, we thank all the people of God in our lives, you know. So especially we... You know, Moses, I think you can, you know, identify with me this feeling that, you know, we, when we invest our lives, you know, in a way, in others, you know, we let go of self-pursued ambitions, you know, ideas, as much as we have struggled, you know, so, but the fruit we saw, seeing it is brought out in other lives, especially in unexpected ways. You know, I can only see a farmer sow seed over the night. He did nothing in the field except to sow the seed in the due season, you know? It's a good prepare work for the field, but it has nothing to do with the growth of the seed. I mean, the sprouting out of it, you know? So it has nothing to do with him. He can't control it. He can't reproduce it in other seeds or in other, you know, in other forms. It's God make grow. Yet what a joy for the farmer to be surprised. You know, to find, oh, wow, how then could this happen? A promising field of crops, you know? And that is sometimes surprising to us. I think, you know, you and I can rejoice in the fact that more than the confidence, encouragement, we hear testimonies, we hear changes, godly changes in people's lives. But we just become amazed. It's a mystery indeed. It's a miracle itself, you know, so beyond a miracle for healing, you know, for certain spectacular ways. It's a miracle is the regeneration of a life by the Holy Spirit, who is willing to accomplish his work, you know, and we are honored and privileged to be part, also in to be a farmer, you know, to be a builder in some to some extent about those things. And it's so off of the scale of human institutions, human traditions, the hierarchy man presume should be adopted for order, for impact, for spiritual influences. And that is amazing to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amazing to me, I have to say. You know? Yes. We thank the Lord for this. We thank for each heart, each life that being touched by God Himself, each one. Recognize the true value for our sonship in the promise of God. And the real life, the living life. I mean, talking about the living way, and the living grace of God through it. That being said, I want to continue with the teaching, maybe just waiting in order for you to really care.
Hello.
Yes, Brother Brad.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
So, amen.
Let me do this. Let me do some review for my own sake, actually. Clean up my head, you know. Remember where we came from to build a further context for where we are going and prepare for the topic, which is the topic of Melchizedek. Topic Melchizedek started with my introduction of what Melchizedek order is. In a prophetic sense, am I right? So then
Amen.
We begin to allude, because that is a big topic, it's almost like a mystery. Now, in order to affirm that, use the scripture, we better start with Hebrew, the book Hebrews, when I say this, may we don't take the connotation of correction in these things, rather to see the discernment, the wisdom, and the, you know, the rightful understanding behind the presentation things. Am I right? Hallelujah. In reading scriptures, you know, we often apply scriptures without a fuller context. It cannot be helpful, you know, so we need a fuller context. So in this context, well, then Hebrew, the book, the audience that he was addressing to, have hard times. They were caught in between two choices. The old ways, which is easier, and you know, allow them to certain to able to shake off certain persecutions, am I, certain hardships in life. They thought as young believers or believers that not necessarily grasp the living reality in life, they thought that way is not that detrimental to their real walk. And the author was very upset with that, so he warns them with strong terms, strong tunes, am I right, about the difference of this effect. The reason they think like that is because they are wheeled from a living order, a living reality that manifests through the ministries, am I right, the gospel, the praise,
amen,
carried, you know, the teachings they try to impute, am I right, to build up in people.
Yes.
It's different. It's not the same religion. It's not the same in worshiping God. They are not compatible, you know? They're not compatible. In this is because how Jesus perceived as one, more than a savior, am I right? But the apostle and high priest, order that come from above. Not given by earth, not originally for the grace that came down through the traditions, that is given by angels, ministered by angels, and given to Moses as a Levitical order. Am I right? So he put in contrast, firstly, the teachings that through the Son, Jesus Christ, about the message of sonship, our inclusion as members of God's family, as a son, am I right? Singularly sons.
Yes.
There's no one in this light as God's family can say, I belong to God, unless you are son, am I right? So, and Paul in other places in Romans said, unless you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're born of the Spirit, am I right? Led by the Holy Spirit, you can't tell yourself you're a son of God. So it's a very clear delineation. Sometime I think today we even, you know, have a lot of controversy around the idea of born again, the idea of what it means to have sonship, am I right? So, but in author, I suspect, I strongly suspect, you know, should say, the author Hebrews is Paul himself, because this is in-depth understanding of a sonship, am I right? And the divine order, wisdom come from above. So, because this, in this sonship, through this living way, in this inclusion as a member of God's family, there is no other way except through this order, am I right? Through this living our faith as a finisher or perfect our faith. So there is no deviation, no shadowy thoughts on his part to tell the believers, which are still young in their faith, am I right? Untested in their faith.
Yes.
Much they went through many things. But the foundation was shaky, was lacking, am I right? The author, give a clear diagnosis why they called in between two ideas, why they think it's okay to retreat back to certain traditions of old, but influenced by certain ways those days, you know, God worship is the temple worship, am I right? The Jewish worship, you know?
Yes.
Why they think is there no difference? They're almost like, what's the difference? Aren't we all equally God's people, you know? And they sometimes narrow down in certain controversies like, should we be circumcised or not? And Paul clearly then demonstrates that circumcision has nothing to do with the flesh, only as a ritual, am I right? You can't So those are kind of arguments or emphases certain men put on the young believers, am I right? Or especially for Gentile believers.
Yes.
It itself is an indication that they have no clue of the living grace of God. It's not more than, you know, the ways of the Jews is not to be copied over the Gentiles. There's a deep reflection that they have not been sent by God at all. They have no right to instruct the people, am I right? To interfere with the ministry of God. Because the way they think, am I right? Is a touchstone of where they came from. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My assessment, I think that is some controversy that Paul took on into with the Jerusalem, with the eminent leaders, the church, like Peter, like Barnabas, like James the righteous. Amen? Hallelujah. And later, when God, by God's power conviction on the leadership part in Jerusalem, Paul's message of his gospel, and writes a mystery, he carried them, he said, with fear trembling, because it's so much shocking. It's not revolutionary in terms of biblical prophecy, in terms of Jesus' teachings, but it's in terms of practice, how to appropriate the new faith that Jesus is giving to them, am I right? As a church body, amen? As a leadership, how to go about God's business under this order and not infiltrated, influenced, or mixed with the traditions of man, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, Paul in somewhere in Philippians said, he little bit of credential, he said, if anyone can boast, I can boast more about the thing in the flesh, but I consider all of them as a loss, you know? And the loss is not some sinful things, it's religious things, am I right? Things build eminent Jew in the traditions that pass on to him through the forefathers, am I right? Through the teacher of the day, the Pharisees, am I right? So Hebrews, the Pharisees, according to the law, sinless, am I right? Faultless,
yes.
Stuff like that. So we see there's a mindset why Paul says things. The wisdom that comes down from above is compatible with the man tradition and the wisdom from below. It's more than man's wisdom. It's two worlds. It's nurtured. It's the intent to nurture two kinds of lives. Am I right? Lend the strength setting, or lend the reason rather. Am I right? So to sustain two lives. Am I right? So imagine a philosopher. He may have a lot of good wisdom, in common wisdom, whatever. Am I right? So in good thinking, am I right? He may be a very good man, morally, socially, relational, am I right? Very charitable person. But without the true righteousness that ensued from only the disorder, only can be seen the proceed, walk it out, when one is born of the Spirit. Am I right? And nurture towards wisdom, it's impossible for him to appropriate the wisdom that come down from above. Why? They constantly regulated and put it in the old wineskin. Am I right? Continuing to put it in the old wineskin. And they project that is how things are going to manifest, how things are going to work. Amen? Hallelujah. When the living reality begin to contradict, begin to run against those expectations, am I right? Those boxes, you know. The Lord said, that old wineskin will have to burst. Unfortunately, in the Hebrew book, the author addressing the audience have very little awareness, am I right? That the power of this wisdom, the grace that is through this order, going to burst the kind of old wineskins they still hold on to. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right. So by introduces, Paul rather through very sublime from the throne room, you know, from the origin of all things, He exercised discernment to them. He gives them a diagnosis. He tells them the real problem of their options of faith. Am I right? The
fear
of their faith, the energy of their faith, the purpose of their faith. What drives them passionately to pursue certain things? Why they continue to take matters into their own heads in terms of judgment? Am I right? What is evil? What is good? What is right? What is wrong? Why they think they have possessed such wisdom to decide those matters without a fundamental change of the wisdom? Am I right? As a suppression of that wisdom. Amen. I hope you understand where I came from, brother. In this light, he began to introduce the kind of ministry that Jesus has, the wisdom from above. Am I right? The wisdom from above. In order to affirm this point, turn with me to the topic Jesus had with Nicodemus in John the Gospel. This is an amazing passage. Oftentimes, we use it in trying to evangelize people, you know, try to make people say that they need to be born again, you know, so to become a born Christian, you know, without the truly, you know, convening the essence of Jesus' teaching. You know, it's more than born again Jesus was talking about, am I right? He was talking about living reality that is unable to be perceived by a good man. And heart, God-loving man, am I right? God-reverent man, even like Nicodemus. Therefore, they can't converse. They can't get across to each other. But that can happen all the time, you know, with us. We have all, if we minister to certain people, we are not able to get across our ideas. We often think it's a conversation skills not there. But Jesus will firmly understand in this point, clearly discern in his conversation with Nicodemus, is because they are dwelling and speaking and try to relate with two kinds of wisdoms, and they are incompatible. And the inability on Nicodemus' part to perceive those wisdoms is the traditions or the lower wisdom he holds high regard to. He is not willing to let it go. Am I right? He's not willing to examine. It puzzles him. You know, I think it's very offensive to any man in our lives. I would think it's offensive to me when somebody say, I don't love God, or I don't have wisdom. Am I right? Especially when I put my whole heart in it. You know, understands my point, you know. And Jesus is not to rebuke or belittle, demean Nicodemus in this point. He plainly explained the reality. There's an order of a spiritual life has to be secured, has to be founded, am I right? As a firm foundation, amen? As a good content for spiritual conversation wisdom, impartation wisdom to happen, amen? Hallelujah. So in 3 chapter of John the Gospel, we see this very clearly. He said, 10, Nicodemus was puzzled, asked, how can this be? That is, how can a man be born again, second time, you know, so in life? And they said, Jesus said, you are Israel's teacher. What? You are Israel's teacher. And do you not understand these things? No. In that regard, turn to Hebrew the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In 5 chapters now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. So in 7 now, in 4, 5, 4 said, no one take this honor that is a priestly order. Am I right? It's actually sonship itself. Amen. The sonship itself. Am I right? No man can push his way into it. It's only permitted by God. Amen? Am I making sense to you this? Yeah. No man can push it. No matter how strong-willed, how he thinks, am I right? There's a reality, there's an order has to be wrought like a crop has taken the season to bear fruit. Same right? So no man can say, in springtime, let's eat my fruit. It's not there. Am I making sense to you? You know, we are not full grown even. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In four chapters, in four verses, no man can take this honor upon himself. He's talking the priestly capacity. Am I right? Priestly capacity.
Yes.
This is more than Jesus or Levitical order. It's literally the order of the day. Those are merely reflections or types of the living reality. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's a very simple term. Amen. It's a very simple term. We are not given a rod. We cannot rule. Am I right? We are not anointed in this capacity. There is no place for us to minister to others in this capacity. Am I right? We can be a good friend, member of the family, but we can't represent God in that capacity. Am I right? Hallelujah. Because it has to be given. Now, no one can take this honor upon himself. He must be what? Be called by God. That is very particular thing. It's beyond salvation. Am I right? This is calling.
Yes.
It's not a calling about salvation. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's a call. Yes. It's a grace, as Paul much aware. It's according to an order. Am I right? That is the order Melchizedek here represented. Yes. To minister in God's house of the internal life. Am I right? Through spiritual teaching.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So, if we can call it, it's, you know, in this kind of context, the apostolic grace, am I right? It's apostolic grace.
Yes.
Amen? Just Aaron was. So Christ also did not take upon himself, he said. What? This is the pattern, am I right? Christ did not take upon himself. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
We really need to hear this out, am I right? He did not take upon himself. The glory, amen, is not Christ always glorified in the sight of the Father? Is not he sinless and is beloved the Son all the time, a righteous and perfect in every way? But he cannot have this glory, operate in this office, am I right? In this honor, in this capacity, until it is given. Amen? Are we made clear with this? Hallelujah. Because that's what it means here. He said he did not take upon himself the glory of becoming. The glory is very clear. It's not the Shekinah glory. Amen? Hallelujah. It's not Shekinah glory. The glory of what? Of a true sonship. In this light, in his high example, or perfect example, is the glory of becoming a high priest. Peter laid it down on the stand. He said, we are a kingdom priest. Am I right? Hallelujah, kingdom
praise. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a glory to sons, am I right? To become God's holy priests. But God said to him, you are my son. More than born again, but be appointed, am I right? Being given as a gift to man, am I right? Hallelujah. Being issued for us, inaugurated with a order. Hallelujah, the author of a faith, right? Hallelujah, the author and mediator of a new covenant, amen? Hallelujah, we're on the shoulders, amen? The garment of rest, am right? Hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes.
Amen? And all the glory of God will hang on him, am right? Speaking about vessels, am right? Hallelujah, I'm making sense to you? Hallelujah. Said, you are my son today and the appointed time and the right time. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means from eternity past to eternity future, God in between designated a day. Amen. Hallelujah. The old son to ascend in heaven. Am I right? On heaven and stand up on his right hand. Some would say, has not Jesus sat down with the Lord from the very beginning? Wrong. Amen? Hallelujah. Wrong. Amen? Because that day is a unique day. God said, I have held you as a light, spiritual light. Am I right? Just like he created the whole world, light comes to darkness. Am I right? He said, this day, you begin to become a star, a morning star. Am I right? Hallelujah. You begin to shine. Am I right? I'm making sense to you, brothers. Amen. You are my son. Today, I have become your father. So in this conferring of sonship and then conferring with it, fatherhood, am I right? There is something beyond our human capacity to understand the father-son relationship, what it's about. Because this father-son relationship is the official capacity. Amen? It is a governmental capacity. It is a ministerial capacity. Am I right? It's the order of Melchizedek. And Jesus speak to Peter, said, upon this rock, this word rock, am I right? This order, I will build my church. And in this, he said, in another place, you are a priest, that is Psalms 110, you are a priest forever. Hallelujah. In the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the whole chapter in 3 speaking about if you know this day, you enter in this today, am I right? In this moment of time for your spiritual existence, then you can say to yourself, and you have entered or secured your life in God. Am I right? It's no different than Jesus said to Nicodemus, you got to be born again. You got to be born again to see it. Then you have to be allowed. Amen? No man can push us away. Amen? You have to be allowed to enter. Amen? You have to be allowed to enter. Amen? Hallelujah. When we see this clearly, we will, as leaders, amen, ministers of God's gospel or God's hosts, we will understand we don't put expectation on people. Amen? Overemphasize things. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll have wisdom to see through things, you know, to go through seasons with people. As in young believers and those who are meant to be taught and guided in this teaching or this order, am I right? We know there is an order to bide. Am I right? There's a seasons of a spiritual life you need to follow through. Am I right? Hallelujah. You mean I'm making sense in this. And it's pretty much discernible to the author Hebrews. So he applied that discernment to the audience in Hebrews book. Am I right? He knows what is really lacking. And he then said, see this in 7, continue this, let's go on. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with a loud cry and tear to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of the reverence of mission. Although he was a son, amen? What he did? He learned to reintroduce, am I right? To rather be impacted by yielding to an order of life as a man. Amen? Are we seeing this? Later on, the Hebrew book said that's called the discipline of sonship. Am I right? In the Father.
Yes.
The same book. That's the template of our faith. If there is a 10-year faith, this is a real 10-year faith. Am I right? Hallelujah. Abraham was born. You know? So Jesus spoke about it in his living life. Am I right? In the life he lived. Amen? Hallelujah. All was a son. He learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, that is like nothing, am I right? Complete. He becomes the author, the source, of eternal salvation for all who obey him. And was designated, inaugurated, anointed, am I right? Officially set up, established, am I right? Hallelujah. By God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. With such sunshine and a high point. Then he said, he gives them examination. Am I right? Examination. Why they were troubled with the situations of their lives. Imri, the author of Hebrew, speaking volumes. We have much to see about this, he said. But it's hard to explain because what? You are slow to learn. We can learn many things, right? So, I don't think the Hebrew believers are not ready or don't want to learn, right? But they have not learned to learn, right? Hallelujah. We, you know, if I want to learn, I can learn music, physics. I spend time in all those things. But I can't say I have learned biology, right? Because the subject is different.
Yes.
Amen? Oh, I can go to the school, go to test school, right? So I can't tell, hey, you know, John taught me, you know, because I never went to his school, right? So you see my point, you know? So in the order of Melchizedek, there's a school wisdom. How is a designated or sent vessel, God appointed vessel to dispense those wisdom. Am I right? Hallelujah. I'm making sense to you, brothers. Amen. It's nothing less to do with the apostolic order per se. Yes, it has everything to do with it on the second level. Am I right? But the source, the pattern that in the very beginning, the origin of everything, am I right? There's something that has firmly acknowledged that is the only way. It's the only standard. This amen. This is the awesome of all things. This is the source of all things. And Jesus was there. Amen. Jesus was there.
Amen.
And this is through this order meant to produce a certain kind of spiritual man. Not every kind of spiritual man or gifted man. Am I right? He intended to produce a very specific spiritual life in relationship. More than to his wisdom, in relation to who he is and who the father is. Am I right? For that newborn baby or that eventually spiritual son. Am I right? Only in sonship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the author understand, because those things are not only fully grasped by the believers today, and they have troubles of various kinds. When hard time comes, it begins to expose their foundations, am I right? It begins to shake them up a little bit. So in 12, he said, in fact, introspective to see their experiences, am I right? And the investment of his teaching, his life, their ministry in their lives, they should bear different kind of fruit. They should be in another place, am I right? But they are not. They were not. In fact, though, by this time, amen, look at the word, you ought to be teachers. Teach what? Schooling what? Am I right? What order?
Yes.
What fruits we are to produce? Am I right? Hallelujah. We are upheld. And you need someone to teach you again the rudimentaries or foundational, am I right? Elementary things. Truth is God's word all over again. Well, that is a shocker, right? Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want anybody come to me unless my heart really acknowledges it, right? I need to be taught again about my ways of God, right? Or my experience with God. This is impossible unless I see there is a highlight of the source for things. There is a revelation of this divine order, right? And anything less than that, or anything deviated from that, is not supposed for me to dwell in. Am I right? It's rather than like a wineskin I need to cast away. Am I right? A better, good foundation, the good field, am I right, to work on. Amen? Hallelujah. I want the pattern. I need the pattern. Am I right? Hallelujah. So my building and my labor towards the fulfillment of a vision, and my vision of a spiritual life cannot be sidetracked, am I right, or misplaced. And hallelujah, hallelujah.
And
the Hebrews were aware what they need. He said, you need milk, not solid food. We're love, am I right? So it's like in the air, right? You know, so you need milk, not solid food. You know?
Yes.
So the trouble, you know, the struggles in other places, they think too much of themselves, am I right? So, sorry. Then he said the effect of it, the diagnosis, why you get diagnosis? Because we're clear. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted or familiar with the teaching about righteousness. That is, what is good for spiritual life, am I right? What is for honor with the grace from above, am I right? Pertaining to the eternal life.
Yes.
They just don't know. They literally don't know. Am I right? Hallelujah. I'm making sense, you know. You can't tell on the grass to bear fruits. Impossible. If the grass, you want to grow grass as grass, am I right? So I don't need transformation to become an ample tree. It's impossible. You can say you're growing in the winter, you're growing in the spring season, you are receiving sunshine, aren't you producing, you know, green, you know, aren't you grows, you know, aren't you have a seeds, you know, stuff like that. But to examine the essence and the course, the order, rather, of their life, it's discernibly incompatible. Am I right? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Discernibly incompatible. I think sometimes we miscomprehend these things. We lay burden on our own selves as spiritual, you know, leadership. Am I right? As somebody to try to help. Also, we sometimes not able to discern these things because the traditions we have, the history we have, or the environment we have, am I right? About the believers and we minister to, a lot of confusion caught in between. And it need to be viewed, am I right? Need to be examined and diagnosed. It's like the Asher Hebrew would do, am I right? To the believers, like to the Corinthian church. You need something that is lacking and is not there. Therefore, you have problems or struggles of various kinds, controversies of all kinds. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, his ministry, or the author's ministry in this case, cannot be effective in their midst. Am I right? They're not being adopted. And he said, the effect is that a solid food is for the mature, and the one partaking solid food, God permitted we all enter maturity, am I right? If we are mature, he said there's something going to happen to that man, than the spiritual man, am I right? Hallelujah. Constantly used and the partaking of solid food, he is bought to be trained. That means before that day, that moment in time, he was not in the real training ground. Am I understandable? I mean, a man played basketball, am I right, on the playground. He can't, on a 5 years old to do it. He has not grown up yet, am I right? He cannot do those things.
Yes.
Even you want to play, you know, you roll the ball with him, but you can't assign him as a team member. Amen? Hallelujah. It's impossible. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But unfortunately, the odds of the day in many Christian circles, sorry, not try to be critical, is we try to tell people 3 or 5 years old they can and literally, legitimately in the game, which is untrue, am I right? We never say you don't touch the ball, don't observe, don't get involved, but we give them presumption that they actually are team members in the game. And the other Hebrew said, no, you can't. Nobody can do it for you. Only God can permit this change, am I right? This change for you. Even the Son of God himself cannot do for another man. Do we understand this? Hallelujah. Do we really understand this, brothers and sisters? Amen? Hallelujah. You can't. Because it's not by word or goodwill. It's by this ability, this substance of life, am I right? And there's a spirit there. You help them train themselves, have wisdom. And that effect is this, to discern good from evil. Amen? Good from evil. And this one is not about what is holy or defiled. Am I right? Good from evil.
Yes.
Talk about nature things. Talking about you able to discern the nature of wisdom. Are they from above or from below? Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Are they from God or for the devil? Am I right? I mean, or you know, maybe
yes.
Others, you know, so I mean our own flesh, our own little wisdom, as much as we want to label, you know, it's good, but we know the source, am I right? There's only two source of wisdom, either from heaven or from below. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now turn back to the conversation with John. In John the Gospel, Jesus had with Nicodemus, he said, the same effect. You look at it, it's very clear in Jesus' mind. Amen? The author now.
Yes.
Amen? Jesus himself began to disciple people. Am I right? Began to reveal partition of heavenly wisdom. He said, you are Israel's teacher. And don't you understand? 3 chapter 10. Don't you understand the thing? And when this thing or this context is not there, can a man understand it? We know they can't. Am I right? God permit. Nicodemus
right.
Could not. Am I right? It's not means he's not a good man. Not a respectable man. And nothing wrong about he's not being a good man. Am I right? Or God-loving man.
Right.
It's had everything to do with it. See? His spiritual life is not ready. Amen? His spiritual foundation.
Right.
It's not there. It's a spiritual ears. It's not opened. Amen?
Spirit
is not equipped. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, I tell the truth. I testify you. Very rarely I speak to you. We speak what we know. What do you know? Multiple stars or constellation in the universe, whole angels react or whole angels move. Not those things at all. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He may know all those things. For sure, he knows all those things. But he was speaking the life of a born again spiritual man. Am I right? The life of a spiritual man. That's what he's saying, I know. A life of sonship. Amen? Hallelujah, and the Son of God. But still, you people don't accept our testimony. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is he not Joseph's son, Mary's son? Am I right? Is he not a Nazarite? Amen? Is he not a prophet?
Amen.
Peter, what do you say I am? You are the Son of the Living God.
Yes.
Oh, blessed are you, O Peter.
Yes.
For flesh blood, am I right, cannot reveal this unto you. But God himself, the Father himself. Who did it? The Father himself. And nobody come to me, Jesus said, unless the Father draws him. Amen? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let the Father draw him. With what? With a criteria of wisdom. Am I right? A wisdom.
Yes.
Wow. You can end this conversation. I'm not going to expound on it. In Matthew 13, you know, of the parable of the seeds. Again, put in this light, examine it. Why Jesus converse in certain ways, even using parables? Am I right? Why he separate himself from a certain audience when expound on certain teachings. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. His word, you know, we would have said that's not right. Am I right? Don't his heart is for everybody? So why he did what he did? There is a we, am I right? There is a readiness. There is a preparation has to be done. Am I right? On the audience part, on his audience part. Let those who have ear, what? Let him hear. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's not ridicule. That's only really is a reality check. Am I right? A reality check.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I speak in English. But if I speak in Chinese, I think many of you may not understand me. Am I right? So I speak continue in Chinese, in the end, I can tell you, well, who knows Chinese? Only those who know Chinese will hear me. You know? If not, you get confused by what I'm saying, you think I'm a babbling, well, that's because you don't know Chinese.
Yeah.
Am I right? That's a real problem.
Yes. Right?
That's a real problem. Amen? It's not radical. Yeah. It's a fact check. Let's all have a ear. Let's all know who Chinese. Understand what I said in Chinese. If you don't know Chinese, well, I'm afraid that I cannot help you. Am I right? Hallelujah. You got to learn Chinese. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm making sense. Now, that's where Jesus was. We constantly use those words to slash people. Am I right? To lay burden on people. But Jesus was very easily said, let's check on this. Let's turn to the real problem. You don't understand me because you don't want to know Chinese.
Mm.
Or the reality that you don't know Chinese or you need to know Chinese is not aware for you, you know? It's not even resist you as necessity. Amen? Hallelujah. So you all could understand me. I speak in Chinese now. So, you know, I'm a Chinese speaker. You got to have Chinese. You know, you got to learn Chinese. And I can do nothing for you unless you're born again. Unless, am I right? You're equipped to learn Chinese. Amen? Hallelujah. Making sense to you. It's very plain simple. Amen? Hallelujah. So, 12.
Amen.
Words to review this light, brothers and sisters. Because when this review that settled down, we will be liberated from many unfruitful engagements in our own spiritual life. Am I right? In our own spiritual pursuits. And in our investment with others into our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. You see this? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. I have spoken to you of earthly things. He tried to reason with them. He tried to, on their terms, am I right? Tried to speak to them in the level they can perceive things. Am I right? They can receive. You can talk with stars. Now I can talk about constellation. You know, I can talk with parables of the seas. You know? But you don't believe. You know, he used all those as a toolbox, am I right? For him, am I right? He drew the tool, he said, I speak those things, and I have a greater purpose, am I right? Not a hidden motive, am I right? But a greater purpose. I really want to hear another way, am I right? Another message, in a sense.
Amen.
You know? Amen? Hallelujah. We know that, you know, we read a story, we said, there's a truth behind that story. Am I? I watch a movie with all the happiness going on. Well, the author of the movie, am I right, want to tell something about it, about life, you know, about people, you know? Amen? Hallelujah. If not, entertaining movie, merely, am I right? So, some
good
life lessons movie, you know? So, amen? Hallelujah. They want to teach life lessons, you know? And there's something they want to tell people. Well, there's a truth in this. There's something need to be agreed, am I right? Considered, am I right? Even appreciated, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. So if Jesus, when he's speaking through movie, he's speaking through other tools, you know, that was given to him in this case, the earthly things, he was not fascinated by all the movie good it is, am I right? He was a full of purpose and excited. He said, Peter, you got it. You got it. Amen? Mm. You got it.
Yes.
Finally you got it. You know? Philip, have I been with you all this time? You have not seen the Father in me? Do you think I'm speaking on my own initiative? Am I right? He said that. Am I right? Philip. Do you know that I have said nothing to you but from my Father? For what? tomorrow there will be this road, tomorrow you're going to go this place, you know, tomorrow you encounter this person, do that thing. I think that's a very shallow and superficial understanding of spiritual oneness with the Father. Am I right? No.
Amen.
No. It's about this wisdom full of truth and grace. The Word become a flesh. He's a living expression God's will. Am I right? Hallelujah. Means you don't go to quandaries. That is demonstrating a life far beyond the eyes can see. Am I right? No eye have seen, no ears have heard. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God revealed this thing to us. Amen. We have the mind, as the author, you know, Paul spoke that. Am I right? Hallelujah. We have the wisdom. The wisdom that ignored through the ages. Amen. By the ruler of this world, a wise man of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We have it. Therefore, we speak about it. Amen. And you can receive it. It's because you are spiritually what? Appraised. Spiritually discerned as on feet. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm speaking this. It's not to criticize people. I'm speaking about is wisdom from above. Teaching of this nature, they cannot rest and be fruitful unless this is secured in a believer's life. Am I right? God is going to reign. But each field with the seed thereof will produce different kind of produces. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Examine the fruits. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul in 12 said, I've spoken to you of earthly things and you don't believe. How then will you believe I speak what? Amen. Heavenly things. He was not talking about the existing angels. Am I right? Or all the throng order. Am I right? Have revelation from heaven. You know? Have a revelation of certain things in heaven. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was speaking an invisible glory of God, become visibly embodied in a man as a son. Amen. This heavenly things. This should be considered as a third heaven, more than third heaven, for there is any. This is the ultimate reality. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the world came to be. The world was with God. The world was, the Word was God. Amen. Before angels even came to play. Am I right? Because man became conscious of God. God already had it with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's worth to have a life, being through the force, the source of your life, there's order of. And there you will come back home. Am I right? Come back there. Am I right?
Yes.
Become a glorified son of God. What glory? Ask again. What glory? Absolutely not Shekinah glory. Amen. Visible Mary. Am I right? You know, come down to heaven. You know, so no, it's an invisible glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Invisible glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things unseen, am I right? Things you hope. No one has ever entered into heaven, this realm, am I right? Not even angels, am I right? Not even Abraham, we said that. Except the one who came from heaven. Hallelujah. Turn to me, to Hebrew the book now. In the very beginning. Amen, hallelujah. Then we'll go on and build up. A bigger context, am I right? Why? To understand, receive the teaching of the other Melchizedek, or rather on a broader stroke, my teaching, or some say, my gospel, let me bow a little bit, my teachings, am I right? It has to have a context. Amen? Hallelujah. It has to have. Amen? The last thing I want is merely imparting points and topic to people. Am I right? Hallelujah. It cannot be done. Amen. Hallelujah. He has the spirit. Am I? Life to life.
Yes.
Heart even. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Hebrew, the book in the beginning said, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and many times. Then, today. Am I? Today, you have become my son. But in the past, God speak in many ways. Am I? In many times. And in various ways. Hallelujah. Listen to him.
Right.
Listen to him. Forget about Moses, Elijah. Am I? God from heaven speak to Peter and James. Am I? Hallelujah. Listen to him. This is my beloved son. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In various ways. But in this last days, he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed. Hallelujah. What the word? Appointed. Amen. Heir. Heirship has to come with appointment. Am I right? If that is true for Jesus, that pattern, it happened to Jesus, it has to happen to you. Am I right? So we may ask then, what inheritance thereof that requires this appointment? Amen? Oh, Jesus, like nothing. Am I right? Even he was not controlled. He was never revealed to any other, but God knows. Am I right? God the Father knows. Am I right? So then why he has to be appointed? With what inheritance he was promised with. Am I right? To be a blesser of it.
Amen.
Amen? To be the gift giver.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? The author of faith. Am I right? Hallelujah. Author of faith. The inheritance of a sonship. In the capacity of a divine kingship and a holy priesthood. The order of Melchizedek. Loud and clear, brother. You know, you want to succinct the statement. There it is. Hallelujah. We can dishonor ourselves. Am I right? Just because we know the message. The gospel was preached across the ages, as the Hebrew here said. Am I right? After the gospel, preached in the wilderness, God called Israel to be sons, am I right? He's the firstborn, am I right? He said, because my Abraham, I will fulfill my promise to you as my people, am I right? To tell you, you are sons. But they were not willing to listen, am I right? Allah, you know the story, am I right? Yes. But the reality check, then what is at stake? What is weighted so heavily and zealously expected? Am I right? Labored. Amen. You know? Am I right? Never stopped. Am I right? God himself. Am I right? His zeal will accomplish this. Am I right? His zeal will accomplish this. So what is he so zealous of? Amen. What is he so zealous of?
Amen.
The sonship, its glory, or its inheritance. Am I right? For us, as believers of this faith, the faith. Amen? The faith. When we look at this word point, we see how powerless and ridiculous and pain the doctrine's man is. To put a 10-year face, am I right? Put some craze, am I right? To condition or to be a congregation, am I right? Or to be a church member, am I right? Have to sign a permanent, you know, agreement, whatever, membership agreement, this is called, you know, how useless, even foolish. You cannot include a believer like that. Am I right? It can never happen.
Amen.
There are no amount of caution and good, you know, instruction along those lines. Have a touch, even have a dent on this heirship, am I right? On this inheritance for God's people. Amen. Some say amen.
Amen.
If you agree with me, I know this might be a shocker. Hallelujah. But it's the truth.
Yes.
Paul said that we are very bold because the truth is grasped. Am I right? And the reason.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So
amen.
God appointed him, am I, heir of all things. And through him, that's where the church began to be. Am I right? Hallelujah. The people of God.
Amen.
Through him, he made the universe. The universe is actually the cosmos. Am I right? The whole creation. In it, what is man that you are so mindful for him? Turn with me to second chapter now. In this creation, am I right? Hallelujah. What is man that you are so mindful for him? In six words, in the latter part, it said. But in six, rather, there is a place where someone testified, David. What is a man that is so mindful for him? Amen? The Son of Man care for him. You meet him a little lower than the angels, but you crown him with what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Glory and honor. And put everything under his feet. Someone will say, that's only happened to Jesus. The answer continues. So let nobody be confused. Because the author explained himself very well what he means. Am I right? Hallelujah. He said, he putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet, and the present time, till now, am I right? Right now, am I right? We don't see him subject to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Don't let man to shout loud just by claiming. Declaring to tell you Jesus has subdued everything, am I right? In reality, life has never even subject to a divine order. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I make sense in this, brothers and sisters, because
Hallelujah.
this submission, this subjection is the five chapter Hebrew said, what? He was heard because of reverence submission. Am I right? Hallelujah. Then he learned obedience to the thing he suffered or thing he is disciplined under. Amen. Hallelujah. Discipline under.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do we really see this? Am I right? Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, can man not naturally just grow to be a fruit of wine? He needs a gardener to seize off the wrong branches. Am I right? Hallelujah. Somebody has to care for that wine. And that is, in summary, the essence and true mission and the purpose of the New Testament church. Amen? As a leadership. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With the gardener's entrustment, am I right? To take care of the wine so that you can produce many fruits, am I right? Hallelujah. The purpose is not merely how to be a good branch, the purpose is that we can bear, abide in him so that we can bear many fruits. And in this, it said, then if you do this, love one another. If this is not there, you don't even know how to love one another. Am I right? You are the countess. You don't know what you're talking about. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can I smell someone when he's not in my house? Amen. I mean, in this life,
Amen.
I don't know whether he's saved or not. I don't make this argument. We just can't relate in that level. Am I right? Hallelujah. We can't allow in that capacity. Amen. Hallelujah. I've seen good sisters, good children. Am I right? Hallelujah. In life. Am I right? Good young men, maybe. But I can't tell every sister, you're my wife. You know, I can love you as your husband. Amen. That's not allowed, and right, it's not proper. It's a fantasy on my part. But if I have entered marriage with a woman, am I with a dear lady, am I? Hallelujah. There is no other way for me but to learn to love him. Amen? Hallelujah. Even I don't know how to, I have to perfect myself, am I, in order to do that.
Yes.
But if it's not there, the rule is not there, the reality, the relationship, you can impose upon it. Am I right? Hallelujah. It cannot be generated. I'm passionate about this because God seemed in this world moment giving some new revelation about things. And this is important, brothers and sisters. Amen? This is important.
Amen.
Because without this, lawlessness and religion will all grow. Will take over. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hypocrisy, performance overtake the genuine, simple ways of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll try to be something we're not. And walk in the grace that we have no grace thereof. Am I right? Walk in the role, rather, in a capacity we have no grace of. God forbid. You and I, you know, I invite you to agree with me that we have to take that on as a part of our life. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here you say it again. Yet at present, in two chapters, we don't say everything yet subject to him. Am I right? But we do see one. The first fruit among many. Amen. The firstborn among many. Am I right? We do see Jesus was made little lower than the angels, like any man did. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, is a crown. He has made the way. He has charted the course. Am I right? He has demonstrated the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Yet crowned with the glory and honor is your inheritance. Hallelujah. Somebody give him
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's yours as well. Am I right? But there is a way. Because he suffered death. That is death to himself. Am I right? More than death on the cross. Yes. Right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So by the grace of God, he mistest death for everybody. Amen. That being said, turn back to the first chapter of Hebrews. Amen. The first chapter of Hebrews. John was appointed heir of this glory and honor. Am I right? What gives that? This capacity, this honor. Am I right? What is inheritance? This blessing. Am I right? All the blessings and heavenly realms have been given to you. All authority, power has been given to me. Am I right? Hallelujah. Therefore, receive it as a son in the Father's house and go about his business. Amen. That's
it. Amen.
Amen. That is New Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know pattern through the scriptures. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
And the Psalm 3 said, the sun is radiant of God's glory. Hallelujah. And he's the exact representation. Now, the radiant sun's glory, you have a light, am I right? You have electricity. Imagine you don't know electricity, am I right? You never think electricity can produce light, right? But the light bulb going on, what happened? You found the brilliance of the light, am I right? Of the light bulb. Amen? Hallelujah. About the power source. Amen? A power source. Am I right? Hallelujah. Speaking the essence, nature of life. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm making sense to you. Amen. But you know what? As much as in the light bulbs, I don't put any light bulb or set up the electricity to be one, become the lamp on my desk. Am I right? Hallelujah. I held to that this is the light bulb. This is set up than wires so that I have light on my desk. Am I right? I had to him. Am I right? To designate him to be that light for me. Am I right? Hallelujah. To represent the light. Am I right? Or to manifest the light. Be embodied the light. Make effect of the light. Am I right? Hallelujah. Every light bulb, when linked to the power source, it will give off light. But to my table, that particular light is shining. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm making sense? Amen.
Yes.
Is the firstborn son. But this is not only him. He was a seed that died because it tasted death, but meant to raise up many others. Am I right? Will be the same brothers, same sons, equally sons, with the same inheritance, with the same life pattern, with the same ability, am I right, to represent the embodiment. Amen. But God said to them, we need to be shy. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. God make Paul apostle to the Gentiles. Peter apostle to the Jews. Am I right? Sent to the Jews.
Yes.
God decided. Am I right? Hallelujah. Sit my right hand or left hand. I can decide for you. Jesus said, am I right? Only the Father can do that for you. Amen. Amen. It doesn't nullify in any less my capacity to introduce you with the grace and the truth. Am I right? The life pattern that I carry. When you see me, you see the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see the light on the table, you think you want to be that light. You know, surely you can. And God will send you another table. Am I right? Another place to shine. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greater works you will do. Greater light you will be. Even am I right? There's no way missing the ministry of Jesus Christ on earth. Am I right? Hallelujah. Only glorify him in heaven. Am I right? And the cross ages for you. Amen. Because that's what he wants to be. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm making this, brothers. Hallelujah. Is this a robbery of God's glory or add on and manifestation of God's glory? The fulfillment of his glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through faith, through your perfection in Christ. Now, hallelujah. Let's read again in three. Song is a radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Exact representation of his being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, Nicodemus said, you got to be born again so you can see. Then when you see, you then can enter. Amen. You then can enter. Am I right?
Yes.
In a room, there's no light. You can enter it, or you don't know it even exists. Am I right? Hallelujah. If light is shining and you know that room can be entered, am I right? You would desire and say, let me knock the door. Let me seek to enter it. Am I right? You begin to want to enter it. Amen. And take possession of thing thereof because they are free gifts. Am I right? Really given. Am I right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If only you need to occupy it, am I right? To claim ownership in a sense. Then you know what to ask. What to present, am I right? You didn't even know it exists. You don't even know what is a hell for you. You don't want it, am I right? It will be impossible you to desire of it. Amen. But you do see. And the door is open for you. Amen. Nothing holds you back to receive all things, am I right? And own them
to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So is the son. So is the sonship. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So is the sonship. And the mystery of God's life is this. In the parable or in the story of Passover, when you receive it, amen, you can give. Am I right? Not because you can do it, but because this is the way how things work. Amen, hallelujah. You can't yourself say, I made the seed grow. Am I right? Hallelujah. But if applying the principle to be a good farmer for fruits, am I right? For crop to be reproduced, am I right? Through the season cycles of life.
Yes.
You can't tell yourself or tell anyone else you can never do that. That's just a ridiculous, am I right? To even think about it. Amen. You can't tell yourself I don't have any grace or any part in it. That's That's what do you mean? You know, so you know, are you not a farmer now? So you know, is not God ready for the growth of anything you sow in the field that is good? Am I right? Hallelujah. He's a God making growth. He's a God of growth. Am I right? He's a God increase.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's a spiritual life, spiritual ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, if you take one diary, you know, you bury it to the ground, thinking it's not going to happen, just take care, think I'm a hard master, you know, well, you're wicked. Your heart is wicked. You know, he didn't see you have only one diary, right? So, you know, he said that servant of that one being trusted with that saying, he said he's wicked. Why? Because of fundamentally misunderstood God's heart. It's more than just not knowing his way. Am I right? Hallelujah. He fundamentally misunderstood the love of God, what it means. Amen? Hallelujah. He fundamentally rejected the economy of the increase of the kingdom, and right? Kingdom life. Amen? Hallelujah. And why he does that? Question mark. And the responsibility no other but his heart. Am I right? His way of perceiving things is wrong. He's bad. He's miserable. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is going to hold that man accountable. I said, you know? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we sure of this? Amen? Hallelujah. Be worse of this. Not us to judge it, but God said, Jesus said, my word will judge you. I don't judge you. Amen. My teaching, am I right? My word will judge you. Because it's a seed. It's an investment, the entrustment. It meant to increase. It meant to be productive. But you received it in the own wise scheme, in the wrong context. Am I right? Perceive me as wrong. Wrong economy. Therefore, I can tell you your why. Rather, you're unwise. I can tell your heart is righteous. Your heart is evil. Am I right? Why are you thinking evil things? He said, am I right? Your heart is not right. He then said, you're an evil man. Am I right? He didn't see that.
Amen.
He said, you think wrongly about the good things. Am I right? Hallelujah. Call that's evil in a sense. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's continue. Said in 3, said that he is radiant God's glory and exactly representing God's being, sustaining, amen, sustaining all things by what? By the power of his word. Now, I hope this is not a theological grand point, am I right? But the simple truth and statement of the word of God is. Am I right? Who he is. Amen? Who he is. The word of God. What is really is. Amen? Hallelujah. What is really is. Is a living order with a living stream, a living river of a heavenly wisdom. And thereon upon heaven and earth, church as his embodiment and entrustment. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
And to minister that wisdom. To back up this with scripture. So when you share the things with others, you know, you can turn to the scripture, say that this is what scripture says. Am I right? Rather than man try to present me some ideas. But let's turn to it. Amen. Hallelujah. In 3 chapter 7 verse of Ephesians, the book 3:7 said, I became a minister or a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me. Amen? Through the working of his power. His increase. Am I right? His power. Although I'm less than least of all God's people, this grace was given me. To no other. That's what it means. Am I right? Hallelujah. Was given to me. To preach to the Gentiles, not to Peter, not to James, am I right? Hallelujah. To preach to the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And to make plain to everybody the administration of this mystery. That is, how it work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, if a prophet give to say, we have an idea, a pattern, a structure going to be, am I right? A horse. Yeah. You know, I see the ground, there's nothing there. It's just ruins, am I right? Or desolate land, am I right? But a prophet come around, you know, I know someday there is such and such a horse going to be built, am I right? God is going to bless it, going to bring everything. There's a point in time that's going to work. It's going to soon come to be, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, he has no part in the real building. You see, somebody else had to come, am I right? To said, this is the material, this is the foundation, we finish this, let's do that, am I right? Hallelujah. Imagine someone come along, he said, let's do this. Now, he has to know the pattern, am I right? He has to know it can be built, am I right? So, he has to have what the prophet has. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And much more. What? Let me see it again. And much more. The cornerstone as a capstone of our faith. Am I right? Hallelujah. The whole thing. That is apostolic gift. Let me see it again. That is apostolic gift. The gift of fulfilling a perfect life in God with a full entrustment of the spiritual life. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Making sense to you, brothers, sisters? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That
yes.
is a wonderful confidence, encouragement for the early apostles. They were so, you know, shattered in their own thinkings, am I right? In their own traditions. But Christ somehow miraculously established them in the Father's heart. Said, this is a grace I give to you. Make no mistake. It's not you, am I right? It's God. It's me, am I right?
Yes.
I choose to do this. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
All for him. And power have been given to me. Go, therefore. Disciple others. Teach them that the things I plain, many plain to you. I told you everything, am I right? About my Father. Therefore, go. Even if you don't understand, the Holy Spirit in due time will give you what you need, am I right? You will understand. More than that, you will be able to know what to say and how to say it. Amen. Hallelujah. What to see and how to see it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's trust God in the power of his spirit. Am I right? Hallelujah. Go on. So he said, let's make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. Do you see that? Amen?
Yes.
He can't tell Nicodemus about it. And that night, he could not relate to Peter and hear Peter is awakened and see him in the true light that the Father intended for him to be seen. Right? Hallelujah. Even struggles till the point on the mountain transfiguration, still on restful strife. Right? Imagine there's other way to worship God, to honor God, am I right? To honor the Lord. Father had to speak to him from heaven and said, Peter, stop. Amen? Hallelujah, stop. You know this, right? Cancel that. You don't know what you're saying. The Bible said itself, am I right? Peter was just bubbling, you know, Peter was bubbling, said. He just don't know what to do. What is he doing? Emri said.
Amen.
He was overwhelmed, you know. But God said, listen to him. Emri, hallelujah. Now,
yes.
I don't want this to be attributed as if I'm a drawing audience to me, am I? Or for people to receive teachings in the unnecessary light. I only see, I think, this is kind of ways of teaching and ministry, am I right? And
yes.
That the early apostles Jesus clearly walked in. Amen? Hallelujah. And they see no other way to do less. Am I right? Hallelujah. Doesn't mean they're always perfect. No? So, I mean, Paul and Peter was not always perfect. Am I right? But they see something. Amen? Hallelujah. They
know.
Am I right? And it worked. It's real. Amen. Amen. I hope you understand.
Amen.
There is this grace from heaven for the ages of times, meant to be revealed in the same capacity, in the same confidence as Peter and Paul would have. Am I right? For the benefit of the end-time church, you know, even for our generation. Where? Paul, miracle, signs, wonders, good times, good gathering. I don't think so. I propose that it might be the old wineskin. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I think it will be through this grace, this kind of exposition make plain, and the recipient of it. Am I right? The reception of it.
Yes.
Wisdom. This ministry. Amen. This order. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's do it again. So which in ages past was kept hidden in God, the creator of things, which was upheld by his word. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Intent was now, through the elected ones, the appointed ones, the chosen. Am I right? Hallelujah. The elect. In the manifold wisdom, the one who being trusted, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Really entrusted, am I right? As one who have become a steward of these things, am I right? Hallelujah. The manifold wisdom of God should be made known. The first audience, the rulers, and the authorities, where? In the heavenly realms. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
According to his purpose, internal purpose. Now, in this time, am I right? Now,
yes.
Its internal effect, am I right? Have internal impact. Now, what is heavenly influence, am I right? Even you're going to trouble heaven, more than trouble. You're going to teach heaven. Can you think like that? Well, that's the church here speaking about, am I right? Angels. Long to hear these things. Amen? Hallelujah. I mean, I think you know what I'm saying. Am I right, brother? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me, you know, to affirm this point with you. So no other than continue to challenge us. This is the capacity, amen. This is not letting us to pride or presumption. Am I right? It's only a reality. Am I right? The mission, the true mission of the church. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn with me to one chapter of Colossians to affirm this. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 21 said, once you can read the whole chapter, sublime chapter, once you were alienated from God, there were enemies in your mind because of your evil deeds or behaviors. Actually, it's the evil ways, am I right? The fruits, am I right? Of their life. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without a blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith. The faith he taught you, am I right? I teach you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Hallelujah.
6 said, so then just as you receive Christ as a Lord, continue living in him, rooted and build up in him, strengthen in the faith, what? You were taught. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Flowing with thanksgiving. Am I right? So 23 said, if you continue your faith, am I right? Not the personal faith, but the faith that was taught, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Established and firm, like a building, am I right? Like a firm structure. Not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. The gospel, am I right? Hallelujah. And this gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed to what? To every creature on the heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Of which I, Paul, become a minister. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
3 chapter 7 of Ephesians said, I became the servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me. Am I right? Through the workings of power.
Amen.
And then through the church. Amen. Through the church. Again,
amen.
It's intended that now through the church, manifold, he was speaking about his ministry. Am I right? That's really his word. Am I right? Hallelujah. Let's not wheel around. Am I right? Try to do fence walking, you know? So, no, that's what he's talking about. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the manifold wisdom of God should be known to the ruler and authority in the heaven realms. This is very clear in Paul's understanding in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Ephesians, in the book of Colossians, in the book of Corinthians, and Jesus' understanding in the night with Nicodemus, am I right? In 13th chapter of Matthew, when he had to share the parable, am I right? The meaning of the parable of disciples, am I right? Amen. The mission of God's grace. Well, in this hour, it can be a challenge for the religious mind. Am I right? Hallelujah. Religious
mind.
But Jesus said, we need to let go the old wineskin. Am I right? We need to let go the wineskin. We can't mend the old garment. It will never work. It will be burst or torn. Amen. Hallelujah. But
Amen.
Back in this chapter, in 3 Ephesians, according to his internal purpose, which God, the Father, am I right, accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in him, amen, in him, and then through faith in him, amen? Through faith.
Amen.
We may approach God. Approach God, the throne room with the freedom. Amen? Right? Draw body to the throne. Amen? Right? So, under order. With the order of Melchizedek. Amen? Right? The order and the key of heaven. Amen? Right? Coming down from heaven. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love each other. In this way, follow my teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without it, I don't think we even know what love is. Amen. Hallelujah. I can love a cat. I can love a fish. I can love a beautiful flower. But do I love God? Or God may enlighten me to a certain love. Am I right? He elevated me to a certain love.
Amen.
That's so far beyond appreciation of certain things, am I right? Whether in the beautiful plants or, you know, creation, or the beautiful relationships, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's something else. It's beyond the natural man, am I right? Beyond the natural man. It's actually nothing to do with the natural man. It's work through the natural man, change the natural man. But it's far beyond, am I right? Far above the natural man. Amen. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
We approach God with a freedom. What freedom? There's a freedom. The freedom in discipline. The freedom in abiding in the order of life, in the order of a heavenly ministry. No other freedom. Anybody strive for other freedom, he is misled. Amen? He's pursuing the wrong thing. And then confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. What confidence? In our person? In our right? Or the confidence in this faith that God is going to change me? And going to change me fundamentally, am I? And establish me. And give me the honor, glory, far above and better than that of angels. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I will be a son. And there is no other glory I will seek. There is no other glory will sidetrack me or short-sight me. Am I right? Hallelujah. This glory only. Amen. The glory that we hope for. Am I right? The hope of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. The hope of glory. Amen. So 13 said, I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you, which are your glory. Then continue. For this reason, for this very purpose, this contest, am I right? Amen?
Amen.
I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and earth divide his name. That is idea. That is audience. Am I right? The church.
Amen.
The church. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit. In where? In your inner man. Hallelujah. In where?
Hallelujah.
In your inner man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in your
head.
In what context? The spirit of wisdom and understanding. In the Hebrew, I would have said, the milk and the meat of your spiritual life. Am I right? Hallelujah. So that you can be trained to discern what is true wisdom and partake, am I right? And grow in that wisdom and be entrusted with that wisdom, am I right? To minister.
Amen.
Amen. It. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Then he said, so then in your inner being, so that as a result, am I right? As a result, Christ me, some said, oh, Christ dwell in my heart. So I have his Holy Spirit. So the apostle here said, no, something has to happen to you before you can see Christ abiding in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Am I right? Is that not the truth, actually? Am I right? So that when this happened, then this can happen. Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Amen. Some said, I have faith, but this faith has to be exercised after certain things. Am I right? As a result of certain things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that you pray being rooted and built or established. Am I right? In love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What love? What context of love? What culture of love? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is love? Evidently, the apostle here, or Jesus in John the Gospel in 14-15 chapter, am I right? When talking in the Passover meal, you know, share with the disciples, their mind about love is such a different topic, am I right, than we normally perceive. It's more than we're talking agape or filial love. There's something real and differentiated and worth them for them to teach. They have no other word to use it, am I right? But to use a, you know, a human word in a sense, to describe a living reality of life in living relationship with God, the Father and the Son, am I right? Has to be there.
Yes.
And he said, your faith, your wisdom had to reach that level to introduces love, am I right? Not match up, Mary, but introduce love. Or else, in kids Bible, to possess it. To possess it. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
People do it. Amen? Can I love somebody as a wife when I know in my heart he is not in marriage with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I allow that sister? I mean, do everything for him. Am I right? Hallelujah. But I can't allow him, her, I'm sorry, in this case, as my wife. Now, I mean, made a lot of mistakes with treating my wife, am I right? Which is happening, you know, in everyone's life, you know, sometime. But, well, I just know, I allow my wife with a very special love. Amen? And me, all imperfections, all mistakes. But that love is real, am I right? That love is unique. Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. I did everything right and helpful and gracious to another person, which is my sister, but I can't really say, oh, I love that sister better than my wife. Am I right? Because I never comply and even compare the two. They are incompatible. Amen? Because relationship decided it. It's not that we don't love each other, but the rule or sound different. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Making sense in this, brothers, sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. And yes. There is of this love that Jesus and the apostle here is very much clear about what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. See, not using word to slash over people. Am I right? To overlay, burden over people. You know, tell people whether you should love or that you worth to love, am right? So you believe in love, am right? This is telling the place of a love as a living reality for our life and the spiritual sum. We will have to mature into it. And only wisdom can be the gateway. Am right? Only wisdom can lead us there. Amen? Hallelujah. And when we will be adored and filled up with wisdom. Am I right? Hallelujah. There are two sides of the same coin. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he said, I pray that you being rooted, established in love, may have a power. After that, what? You have power. So faith, so wisdom, so faith, am I right? So love, then have power. Amen? And power what? To preach in love. To preach the kind of love God is. Am I right? God is. May have power together with all the holy ones of God, heaven and earth. Amen? From heaven and earth. Am I right? Yes. Grasp. Hold wide. And hold long. And hold high. And hold deep. Is the love of Christ. It's a mystery. It's a magician, am I right? Of grace. Amen? Resulted. We can know about it. Can you believe that? And touch it and receive it, am I right? So, to know that this love, what? That surpasses knowledge. Surpasses knowledge. I can't explain to somebody, I love my wife with all my failures, all our struggles, am I right? With a love that I have not lent to any other man, any other person in my life, am I right? I love my daughter, my mother, am I right? So, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Love my wife. I'm not married, so I don't really understand. I'm speaking your shoes, maybe, or stepping. But you understand where I came from, am I right? Use a human relationship. A human example to demonstrate there's a place God secured as a precious treasure. We can't just claim it. It has to be given. Am I right? We just can't presume we have it until we enter. Am I right? Until we go. We equipped. Am I right? Allowed. God permit, am I right? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You may have may, am I right? The whole conversation here. Together with all the saints, to grasp all wide and long and high and deep with the life of Christ. Is this discourage us? Was encourage us, am I right? Because we're supposed to know this law. And it will be a law that surpasses knowledge. that you may, after this, only after this, that you may, again, be filled up, am I? To the full measure of God's fullness. Amen? To the full measure of God's fullness. Then he said, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that has worked with us. Speaking about his ministry, am I right? At the church. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. There are two glories, am I right? His ministry channeled through, am I right? Designed through, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
In church, yeah, in Christ Jesus, so all generation forever and ever. Now, before I go on with this topic, I'm going to give a summary. Because the huge context in all the Melchizedek and the source wisdom, the source order, so required a spiritual audience, am I right? A spiritual equipping. Heaven, am I right? The spirit has to be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. It cannot be comprehended or ministered, am I right? Or received in any other context. So I turn to begin the visit of the other Melchizedek to reveal you why Jesus in chapter 8, I think it's John, am I right? Talking about Abraham's life. When he challenged the traditions the Jews had and the claim, the chosen Abraham, am I right? They were, you know, who is the father of faith, am I right? Then he said, no, you can't do that. You know, I'm here, I'm the living wisdom, I'm the teaching you heavenly things, am I right? Abraham doesn't matter in a sense, he's only testify, am I right? You can't, by claiming those things, think you had anything to do with my ministry, am I right? My discipleship. You got to come to me, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to let go of your traditions. So that's, then he began to introduce why even God allowed Abraham to be, am I right, in history, am I right, for God's people. Before Abraham was, what? I am. Hallelujah. The word is there. Am I right? And still here. So, amen. Hallelujah. Across the ages.
That's
right. So then we refer to Abraham's walk of faith from the journey that he took on when God called him from the land of Chaldeans to, you know, his wandering in Egypt and in the promised land, you know, for the season. And eventually, however, they come to this encounter, divine encounter, so happened in Genesis 14, am I right? Then continued. After that, said God revealed his name and even began to become personally covenant with Abraham, am I right? Begin to reveal with a clarity and a certainty, amen, with a living covenant, right? Eventually, that he allowed Abraham to know that he will have an ear, am I right? With that, confer to him the covenant circumcision, and with the covenant circumcision, eventually come to the mountain Moriah. Am I right? There, Isaiah has to be offered. Am I right? Then we speak mountain Moriah in the workplace where Melchizedek is supposed to be. Am I right? Hallelujah. Where God allowed Abraham to worship him in former manners. Am I right? In former measures. On in that days and hour, Abraham come to the rightful place. Am I right? Eventually, temple of the Lord was built. Am I right? Was an ark of God was set. Am I right? Hallelujah. So it's perfectly disclosed or introduced the whole journey of his offspring as a spiritual people, all God's people. Am I right? In the history play out through the Israelites. With that context, we're speaking, then the encounter will mistake. Is more than a mystery legend, am I right? Hallelujah, some presume to be, you know. And but it's a heavenly disclosure, amen, of a divine disclosure, am I right? Hallelujah, an announcement of a heavenly order. Begin to rest on the man of faith, am I right? Who became the father of faith, to which all the people of God will be. Am I right? He's a father of all those who have faith in God. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right.
Because of this, we see a pattern. Am I right? with the people in certain order, am I? Even through Abraham's life. So we build this contest, we're also speaking about. Now, with Abraham, God promised more than Isaiah. Am I? Isaiah died, am I? Passed away, Jacob came around. But there was a day, because Jesus, the Lord said to Abraham, your son will become kings, am I? Become kings, am I? He didn't see priests now at this point. Amen? Hallelujah. Then go on to Moses' time when the Levitical order was ordered. Am I? And the encounter happened is found in Sinai. So God said, well, there will be a people I want you to be, am I? Which I want you to, am I? To fulfill your promise I gave to Abraham. So you can become what? That in Exodus 19 chapter, a people, a priesthood, am I? A kingdom priesthood, my holy priests, am I? My firstborn son. Amen. So then we see forward, the all, even in Moses' encounter or receiving of this covenant, am I? This way, God still spoke to him prophetically that there will be a king, am I? Which pointed Jesus. Mm. But in real life, there will be a king come around. Am I? Hallelujah. There will be a king, you know? So he promised in the priesthood promise, he hidden the thread, am I? Hidden the promise for kingship, which came to be, thus the son of Abraham and the king of the covenant, am I? In the real history, become the life story of what? Of David. Am I? David, who is the shepherd boy. That's introduced us to the next section of our discussion topics. We're talking through David's life to see how God, through this one, am I? A king and a prophet, tried to reveal also the ministry of the order Melchizedek. Am I right? The Melchizedek order. With that being said, I want to read a few songs with you to sum up the whole teaching. Just very brief for you to think about it and ponder, prepare some context for further discussion. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 89. Hallelujah. Psalms 89. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read very fast now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Psalm 89. I will sing the Lord's great love forever with my mouth, or make your faithful know to or through all generations. I will declare your love stands firm forever, your age timely, your faithfulness in heaven. So across the age, man, am I right? So is in heaven. God has been faithful. And there's a way he do it. He said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one, my elected one. Am I right? Hallelujah. My elected one. I have sworn to whom? To David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heaven praise your wonder, O God, your faithful to you in the assembly of the holy ones. Am I right? The simply heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. For who is the sky? In the sky than compared to the Lord, who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council, amen, hallelujah. Do you see that? Heavenly assembly, am I right? In the council of the Holy One, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Amen, hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Your faithfulness, what? It's a covenant of faithfulness. Am I right? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Not personal faithfulness. Amen. Yes, including personal. Am I right? Every experience with the persons. But it's a covenant of faithfulness. Am I right? He will not waste his word. I have sealed this with my oath. Am I right? I will never turn back from my promises. Then he said, you roar over the searching sea. When its waves mount up, the searching sea speaks in the ways of man. Am I right? Being stirred by the devil. When its waves mounted up, you steal them. You crush Rehab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scatter your enemies. The heavens are yours. Amen? Firmly established. Am I right? none other like him. The heaven is yours, and yours also will be the earth. Amen? Hallelujah. At the present time, we will not see it happen, right? Because there is rehab. There is a mounting seas, right? Surging seas. But God will crush it. Amen? Hallelujah. He will bring peace to all things. You founded the world and all that in it. You created the north and the south, Tabra and the Hermon, sing for joy and your name. Your arm is endued with what? With the power. Amen? Hallelujah. Your arm is endued. Your hand is strong and your right hand is exalted. Speaking the kind covenant to represent the kingship. Am I right? Hallelujah. He's a sovereign Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Let the faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you. You can read on Psalm 68. Am I right? Speaking about the blessed are the company who claim the name of the Lord, am I? And blessed are those who learn to claim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord, to rejoice in your name all day long, they exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, the Lord Jesus, in this light, am I? To the Holy One Israel. Once in the past time, he's speaking in various times, am I right? In various ways, in our time, in various ways, am I right? Once you spoke in the region, to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength upon the warrior. Amen? I exalted the young from among the people. I found David, my servant, with my secret oil. Samuel, am I right? I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Not Zadok, am I right? Not Samuel, not Zadok, but God. I have found David. You know, my hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and struck down his adversaries. My faithful, covenantal, across the ages, internal love, am I right? Hallelujah, will be with him. Through my name, his horn, or his honor, am I right? His honor, am I right? His glory will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea. Amen. The surging sea. Am I right?
Amen.
Right hand over the rivers. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the ruling. Am I right? Dominions. The former dominion will come back to you. Am I right? Read on Micah 4 and 5. He will call out to me, you're my father. Amen. What the revelation? Abba, you're my father. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. The rock. Amen. I will what? Appoint him. Amen. Somebody see him. Hallelujah. I will appoint him my firstborn. Firstborn is to be appointed. Hallelujah. Appointed.
Amen. Okay, Brother Emmanuel.
Yes.
Yeah, we see the block is, you know, the internet is going over. I send you a text.
That's okay, brother. Then let me cancel there. Let me stop there. Let's wrap up with a little bit prayer. Allow me to pray a little bit. So,
yes.
Amen. Father, thank you. Amen. Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters. I pray that our heart will be excited for the season where we are, Lord. And bless our situations, Lord. There's rain, all things going around. I thank you for my brothers, sisters, have a hearing, have a willing heart for such a thing. But you only give to the willing one, Lord, the ready one. And I'm so blessed. We're all so blessed to be able to fellowship and partake those things together, Lord. In this, I bless you and bless our people as well, Lord. Amen. Moses, with that, I yield the conversation back to you. So go ahead.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. We are very grateful. My brothers, can you please thank my brother here?
Bless the Lord.
Bless
the Lord.
Yes, amen. God bless you, brother. May catch up with you in the course of the week because this honor we can give him, let us give him his humble time now that he's as well going very far.
Father. Sure, I hear you. Very
cool. Thank you so much, brother.
Amen.
Here, well, and ourselves are very happy.
And bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we have the guys have the testimony, but we are not allowed to. So right now, brother, let us see chat. And bless you on Tuesday indeed.
Yes. Okay. Bless you, brother. Okay.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah.